අමාරු රාසමානික මන්ත්‍රීතුමා
ඔබතුමා විනාඩි 17ක් කාලයක් තිබෙනවා. අද අපේ පක්ෂයට ඉතාම වැදගත් විවාදයක්. මට මෙහෙම බාධා කරනකොට මට කතා කරන්න බෑ. මම මේ පාපිස්සක්වත් පොල්ලෙල්ලක්වත් නෙමෙයි. මම දිස්ත්‍රික්කෙ දින් ලාවේ මට කතා කරන්න අයිතියක් තියෙනවා. මගේ වෙලාව පටන් ගන්න ගරු සභාපතිනේ දැන් වෙලාව 2:04යි මට අයත් ඒ වෙලාව දෙන්න. Today at the committee stages of the debate there is a very couple of very important topics that are the allocations for those subjects are being debated today. First of all, I'd like to touch upon the Ministry of Tourism and Foreign Employment. Honorable Minister and the Deputy Minister are both present in the chamber. Honorable Ministers, to improve the tourism sector in the northern province and the eastern province is not going to happen with any sort of allocations that you create or any sort of tourism development authority or building a little park in the north or building a little garden in the east. That is not how you could develop the tourism in the north and the east. The only way to develop the tourism sector in the north and the east, where the north and the east can also contribute to this country's economy, is through developing the connectivity to the north and the east. Now a year has passed under this NPP government. One such avenue of improving connectivity, which was the KK's harbour, has been delayed. Now we are beginning to hear good things that the KK's harbour will finally be commissioned for development this year. So we are happy. We thank you for that. At the same time, we would like to urge you to look at developing the Palali International Airport. When we recently concluded a tour to the Palali International Airport, the Civil Aviation Authority told us that the 1948 runway, that the surface need to be relayed for the tourism, for the A320, for an A320 plane to land. Now, that's not a major development that you need to do, Honorable Minister. So if you're really interested in developing the tourism sector in the north, please look into improving connectivity. I know it's not the Ministry of Ports and Aviation is not your ministry, but still, as a tourism minister, please, I would like to encourage you to look into that. At the same time, there are some allocations to develop the Hingurakoda domestic airport under this budget. Along with that, the Batticolo International Airport is also there. It's able to function. So if you are able to intervene, or if you are unable to intervene, please give us the responsibility. Give the Tamil parties, the Tamil members of parliament the responsibility. We will help you improve connectivity in the north and east. So is the Thalaimanna Rameswaram ferry. To build the pier, there is money. There are investors who are ready. So please, without talking about different projects that you are planning to undertake to develop the tourism sector, please look into the connectivity aspect. And at the same time, the Foreign Employment Bureau also, I'd like to thank my friend Arun Hemachandra also. I think there's a new scheme that has been launched to give domestics who fly to those countries to buy the airline tickets on a concessionary basis. That's a move that we welcome. At the same time, Honorable Deputy Minister, I'd like to urge you to look into the Foreign Employment Bureau's activities where some women and some men are flying to Middle Eastern countries without proper visas, on tourist visas, and then they are arrested there and their lives are destroyed. There are a lot of them languishing in prisons there. So I'd like you to look into that as well. And one more thing, the tourists who come to this country, I know you boast about the number of tourist arrivals, but however, the number of tourists who arrive in this country, do we really get the estimated revenue from them is a big question mark. Because most of the tourists that we see today, they are not the ones who are going to spend over $150 per day as your ministry has put out. So please look into that, because both of you, the Honorable Minister and the Deputy Minister, have a huge responsibility, because the Foreign Employment Bureau and the Tourism Ministry are two main streams of foreign exchange earning streams in for this country. So you have a big responsibility on your hands, and I would like to wish you all the best. Now again, with the Foreign Ministry, it's very unfortunate that the minister in charge has gone to Geneva and the minister has proposed or minister has suggested to the Office of the Human Rights Commissioner that a domestic mechanism will be used to address accountability issues in this country. Now, Honorable Minister, you are very aware that the victim community have rejected any domestic mechanism. And so I don't know who you are planning to engage with on your domestic mechanism. I don't even know if you are aware of what your domestic mechanism is even. the previous government spoke about a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. We rejected that as well because there was no international participation in it, and there was no accountability, there was no judicial mechanism. So I don't even know if you know what your own domestic mechanism is, but you keep saying that the NPP government stance is a domestic mechanism, and the reason you give for that is because that you have said that there would be a divide amongst the communities if there's international involvement. Now, along with that, I think I can say this Justice Ministry and these are both connected. In the Justice Ministry also, the Office of Missing Persons, Office of Reparations, we have rejected. But I heard Honorable Harsha De Silva also said something similar to what I'm about to say about the Office of Reparations. Out of the five members in the Office of Reparations, the government has endorsed, the president has endorsed three persons who have military backgrounds. Now, we don't have a personal, we have no personal issue with the persons, rather I don't have a personal issue with the persons who have been named to it. On principle, how can you have an Office of Reparations that is looking into paying the victims reparations or compensation, and three military personnel are involved on that reparation committee or the board? That is unacceptable. Now, along with that, Honorable Chair, there is another important matter that I would like to raise. Now, Netre Dinam, Thirunamalayile, Netre Madhyam, Oru Duradishavasaman or Sambo Munde, Kannale Paka Kudida Hirundadu. இன்று எனக்கு முன்பாக பேசிய தயாசிரி ஜெயசேகர் அவர்களிடமும் ஒரு எச்சரிக்கை நான் விடுக்கின்றேன். நீங்கள் அரசியல் செய்வதற்காக தயவு செய்து சட்டவிரோதமான செயல்பாடுகளுக்கை நீங்கள் அனுமதிக்க கூடாது. அதே போலதான் எதிர்கட்சி தலைவருக்கும் இன்று காலையிலே அரசியல் அமைப்பிலே பௌத்த மதத்துக்கு முதலிடம் என்று சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கு என்று சொல்லி சொன்னார். பௌத்த மதமோ எந்த மதமோ சட்டவிரோதமான செயல்பாடுகளுக்கு அனுமதி அளிக்க கூடாது. அது எவராக இருந்தாலும் சரி, அது நானா இருந்தாலும் சரி, ஒரு பௌத்த மதத்தை சேர்ந்த துறவியா இருந்தாலும் சரி, சட்டவிரோதமான விடயங்களை அனுமதிக்க கூடாது. நேற்றைய தினம் திருவண்ணாமலை கடற்கரையிலே ஒரு சட்டவிரோதமான ஒரு விஹாரை புதிதாக உருவெடுத்தது. நான் அறிந்த வகையிலே நண்பர் அருண் ஹேமச்சந்திரா அவர்களும் இந்த விடயம் சம்பந்தமாக கரிசனுடன் இருந்தவர். நேற்று நாங்கள் எதிர்பார்த்தது சட்டவிரோதமான ஒரு ஒரு வேலை. இது கோட்டாபய அரசாங்கத்தின் காலத்தில் நடந்தது, மஹிந்த ராஜபக்ச காலத்தில் நடந்தது, இந்த அரசாங்கத்தின் காலத்திலேயும் ஒரு இனவாதமான சில துறவிகள் இந்த இடத்துக்கு வந்து ஏதோ ஒரு வேலையை செய்கிறார்கள். அந்த இடத்திலே கரையோர பாதுகாப்பு பிரிவை சேர்ந்தவர்கள் போலீஸ் ஸ்டேஷனிலே சென்று ஒரு முறைப்பாடை செய்தார்கள். அந்த முறைப்பாடு சம்பந்தமாக போலீசார் விசாரணை செய்து இது சட்டவிரோதமானது, அதை நிறுத்துவார் என்ற நம்பிக்கையிலே நாங்களும் இருந்த நாங்கள். இதிலே திருவண்ணாமலை மாவட்ட பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினர் அருண் அவர்களும் செயல்பட்டதை நான் இந்த இடத்திலே சொல்ல வேண்டும். ஆனால் இரவு 8 மணி ஆகிய பொழுது, இரவு 8 மணிக்கு எங்கேயோ இருந்த ஒரு சிலையை கொண்டு போலீஸ் பாதுகாப்புடன் ஒரு சிலையை வைத்த பிற்பாடுதான் நான் உண்மையிலே கௌரவ அமைச்சர் ஆனந்த விஜயபால் அவர்களை தொடர்புபடுத்து தொலைபேசியிலே சொல்லியிருந்தேன், இது ஒரு இனவாதமான செயல்பாடு, எதிர்காலத்திலே ஒரு மதங்களுக்கு இனங்களுக்கு எதிரான ஒரு முரண்பாடு வரக்கூடிய ஒரு விடயம், இதிலே நீங்கள் கவனம் செலுத்த வேண்டும் என்று சொன்னால் அது இரவு 10 மணி 11 மணி அளவிலே நாங்கள் பார்த்து நாங்கள் அந்த சட்டவிரோதமாக அமைக்கப்பட்ட அந்த விஹாரைக்குள்ளே வைக்க இருந்த அந்த சிலையை அவர்கள் அகட்டி சென்றார்கள். ஆனால் இன்று காலையிலே நான் அதுகை உண்மையிலே அமைச்சருடைய செயல்பாடை, தேசிய மக்கள் சக்தி அரசாங்கத்தினுடைய செயல்பாடை வரவேற்றிருந்தேன். ஆனால் இன்று காலையிலே பார்த்தால் அமைச்சர் அவர்களும் இந்த இனவாதிகளுடைய கருத்துகளுக்கு பயப்பட்டு, இல்லை இந்த சிலையை பாதுகாக்கிறதுக்காகத்தான் நாங்கள் வெளியிலே எடுத்து சென்றோம், சிலை வைத்ததற்கு பிழை இல்லை என்று சொன்னார். ஆனால் அந்த காணொலிகளை பார்த்தால் அதை பாதுகாக்கிறதுக்கு எடுத்துட்டு போன மாதிரி தெரியவில்லை, அதை அகட்டினதுதான். ஆனா அதுல இன்னொரு விடயத்தை சொன்னார், சிலைக்கு பாதுகாப்பு இல்லாதபடியினால்தான் நாங்கள் அதை அகட்டினோம் என்று சொன்னார். நான் கௌரவ அமைச்சர் அவர்கள் இந்த இடத்துல சபையிலே இல்லை, பிரதி அமைச்சர் இருக்கின்றார். நான் அமைச்சருடைய அந்த கருத்தை வன்மையாக கண்டிக்கின்றேன். 30 வருடம் யுத்தம் நடந்த காலப்பகுதியிலும் கூட வடக்கு கிழக்கிலே எந்த ஒரு பௌத்த மதத்தோடு சம்பந்தப்பட்ட ஒரு சின்னங்களோ விடுதலை புலிகளால் கூட அளிக்கப்படவில்லை. அப்ப தமிழ் மக்கள் இந்த இரவோடு இரவாக போய் சிலைகளை உடைக்கிற மக்கள் அல்ல, அதை செய்கிற எக்காரணத்தை கொண்டும் இன்னொரு மதத்தினுடைய அடையாளங்களை சட்டவிரோதமாக இருக்கிறதை நாங்கள் எதிர்த்தாலும் கூட நாங்கள் அப்படி வன்முறையில் ஈடுபட்டு ஒரு சிலையை உடைக்கிற அளவுக்கு கேவலமான இனம் தமிழ் இனம் அல்ல. அது சில இனங்கள் சைவ சமய வழிபாடுகள் செய்த ஆலயங்களை எடுத்திருக்கிறார்கள், கிறிஸ்தவ தேவாலயங்களை எடுத்திருக்கிறார்கள், நாங்கள் இப்படி அப்படியானதுகளை செய்யவில்லை. ஏன் இந்த இராணுவம் கூட வடமாகாணத்தை மயிலிட்டி பிரதேசத்திலே பலாலி பிரதேசத்திலே இருக்கிற ராணுவ கட்டுப்பாட்டுக்குள்ளே இருக்கிற கத்தோலிக்க தேவாலயங்களை இடித்திருக்கிறார்கள். நாங்கள் அவ்வாறு செய்கிறவர் அல்ல. ஆனால் இந்த விடயம் வந்து முழுக்க முழுக்க ஒரு சட்டவிரோதமான செயல்பாடு. உண்மையிலே தோழர் அருண் ஹேமச்சந்திரா அவர்களே, நீங்கள் உங்களுடைய பதவியை திறந்து எங்களுடைய கட்சியிலே வந்து சேருங்கள். ஏனென்று சொன்னால் நண்பர் அவர்களே, உங்களுக்கு இந்த கட்சி பொருத்தமில்லாத கட்சி. நானும் கடந்த காலத்திலே ஸ்ரீலங்கா சுதந்திர கட்சியில் ஒரு அமைப்பாளராக இருந்தவர். அந்த கட்சியினுடைய இனவாதமான செயல்பாடுகள் இவ்வாறு தான் இருக்கும். நீங்கள் இருக்கும் இந்த கட்சியும் கூட முழுக்க முழுக்க எனக்கு தெரியும், நீங்கள் திருவண்ணாமலை மாவட்டத்திலே அதிகூடிய மக்களுடைய செல்வாக்காலே, தமிழ் மக்களுடைய செல்வாக்காலே தெரிவு செய்யப்பட்டு வந்தவர். உங்களுடைய சங்கடம் எனக்கு விளங்கும். எங்களுடைய பல தோழர்கள், எங்களுடைய வடக்கு கிழக்கில் இருக்கிற தோழர்கள், நான் பெயர் குறிப்பிட விருப்பப்படவில்லை, அவர்கள் கூட இந்த விடயத்தில் எங்களுடன் இணங்குவார்கள். சகோதரர் இளங்குமரன் இருக்கின்றார், ராஜீவன் இருக்கின்றார், திலகநாதன் இருக்கிறார். நீங்கள் ஏற்றுக்கொள்றீங்களா? தேசிய மக்கள் சக்தி செய்த இந்த விடயம் சரியானது. நீங்கள் மனசாட்சியின் படி உங்களாலேயும், கலை செல்வி அக்கா கூட இருக்கிறார், புலையான விடயம் புலையானது, புலையானது. அது துரதிருஷ்டவசமாக, இட் வாஸ் வெரி அன்பார்ச்சுனேட் மேடம் தட் the honorable minister who did the right thing. There was a illegal construction, there a group of illegal encroachers who came. All of a sudden now, if there is some legal basis to this temple, why do they have to come on a Sunday, come on a Monday, come on a Tuesday, construct the temple in a way? Then dasiri dahase kramatma kwa me me etumatatma kwa vipaksha nayakatma etuluwa niti virodhi devalota deshapalane nisa athadaniyanne pa. வேறது நாம் வேறதி கிள கேன்ன මේක નીતિ ಅನುಕೂಲව හදන පන්සලක් නම් ඒකට අවශ්‍ය ඔක්කොම ડોකියුමන්ට් එක තියෙනවා නම් ගිහිල්ලා ප්‍රාදේශීය ලේකම් හම් වෙලා ගිහිල්ලා කරන මොකටද ඉරිදා උදේ නිවාඩු දවසක ඇවිල්ලා මුල්ගල් තියලා ඉරිදා රෑ වෙනකොට පන්සල හදලා රෑ 9 මාට පිළිමයක් වඩම්මනවා කියන කාරණේදිම තේරෙන්නේ නැද්ද මේක යම් කාරණයක් තියෙනවා කියලා? මට නම් හිතන්නේ නොවැම්බර් 21 රැස්වීමට පෙර සූදානමට තමයි මේ දේ කරේ. නොවැම්බර් 21 රැස්වීමට පෙර නාමල් රාජපක්ෂ ඇමතුමාටත් මම මේ අවස්ථාව එතුමා නැහැ. නොවැම්බර් 21 රැස්වීමට සෙනඟ ගේන්න නම් වෙන කාරණාපත්තු පටන් ගන්න. ජාතිවාදී මේ රටේ වපුරවන්න එපා, නීති විරෝධී දේවල් කරලා. හැබැයි මම කනගාටු වෙනවා ගරු ආනන්ද විජේපාල ඇමතුමා හරි කාරණේ කරලත්. හැබැයි මේ ජාතිවාදී මේ කණ්ඩායමේ ඡන්දපදනම නිසා මේකේ පොඩ්ඩක් පසුබැස්සද කියන එක තියෙනවා. I am concerned that the minister succumbed to the pressure of the chauvinists in this country. If SWRD Bandar Nayaka had not torn apart the Banda Selva agreement, we wouldn't have faced a 30-year war. But remember what happened to him as well. He was shot by a monk. So to this government also, don't succumb to pressure from this chauvinist nationalist people. They are a minority in this country today, because the people defeated them and gave you the mandate for you to do the right thing. இந்த விடயம் சம்பந்தமாக கௌரவ தலைமை தாங்கும் சபைக்கு தலைமை தாங்கும் உறுப்பினர்களே, நாளைய தினம் நாங்கள் இப்படி செய்யும் பொழுது ஆயிரக்கணக்கான மக்களை திருவண்ணாமலைக்கு கொண்டு ஒரு பாரிய ஒரு போராட்டத்தை முன்னெடுத்து இந்த நாட்டை குழப்பும் அளவுக்கு நாங்கள் முன்னெடுக்கலாம். ஆனால் நாங்கள் ஒரு பொறுப்புள்ள கட்சி, ஒரு பொறுப்புள்ள கட்சியாக இந்த நாட்டிலே மீண்டும் நாங்கள் நாளைக்கு ஒரு போராட்டத்தை செய்தால் ராஜபக்ச கோஷ்டி இன்னொரு போராட்டத்தை செய்வார்கள். இந்த நாடு ரெண்டு பக்கமும் நாங்கள் இது ரெண்டு பக்கம் அடிபட்டு நாடு இன்னும் மோசமான நிலைக்கு போவோம். நாங்கள் தொடர்ச்சியாக சொல்லி வருகிற ஒரு விடயம், தேசிய மக்கள் சக்தியில் இருக்கிற குறைபாடுகளை நாங்கள் சொல்லுவது தேசிய மக்கள் சக்தியை சரியான வழிக்கு கொண்டு வருவதற்கு தான். நண்பர் திலீப் ஜாவீர் அவர்களும் சபைக்கு வந்திருக்கிறார். ஆனரபிள் திலீப் ஜாவீர், ஐ அம் ஷுர் ஹி வில் ஆல்சோ ஃபியூல் திஸ் டென்ஷன் அபவுட் திஸ் விஹாரி நவ். ஹி இஸ் லிஸ்டட் டு ஸ்பீக் ஆஃப்டர் மீ. ஹி வில் ஆல்சோ, திஸ் இஸ் எ குட் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி ஃபார் தேம். Honorable Dilip Jayavira will use this opportunity now to fuel some tension, to say that the NPP government is destroying Buddhist culture. He will do that. Wait and see. His speech is next right after mine. But I am urging you, Honorable Dilip Jayavira, I am urging you, please refrain.
You are giving me ideas now.
Please refrain from doing such things in the interest of the country. That is what I would like to urge you to do. Now there are a lot of other things that I would like to say on the Easter Sunday attacks also. On the Easter Sunday attacks, it is again an accountability issue. The cardinal himself, a few years after the Easter Sunday attack, he came out and said that he has no faith in a domestic mechanism. He said that.
ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා තව විනාඩි දෙකක් කාලයක්
තිබෙනවා ඔබතුමාට. The cardinal after a few years after the Easter Sunday attack happened, he has come out and said, not recently, a few years ago, he said that he has no faith in a domestic mechanism. And now the president's comments the other day about the Easter Sunday investigation being a little difficult because the state has to investigate the state justifies the cardinal's position. So now cardinal, after a few years after the Easter Sunday attack, has asked for an international investigation. Now our party, we are the largest party that represents the victim community since 2009. Now it's almost 16, now by in a few months it'll be 17 years. When do you think our people will finally get to know the truth? You have no reason to protect the Rajapakshas. Why are you worried? Were you all part of the group that committed these crimes or accused of committing these crimes? No. They were
very much part of it.
Sorry, Honorable Gajan is here. He's correcting me that they were very much part of it, but the command responsibility directly would lie with the Rajapakshas. That is what I would say. The president and the head of the armed forces was Mahinda Rajapaksha. The acting defense minister was Maithripala Sirisena. They are the ones who should be worried. Why are you worried? You are trying to protect the state. Why are you trying to protect the state? Because that is a significant vote bank. I'll speak on that tomorrow as well. If you put together the number of military personnel in this country around 300,000-400,000, multiply by that 3-4 or even 5 at times, that's 1.5 million votes. You are worried that you will lose those votes. Are you here to do the right thing or are you here to just keep winning elections? Let me check. තව විනාඩියක් තියෙනවා
නෑ
දෙකයි හතරට දෙකයි හතරට ඔබතුමිය කියන පටන් ගත්තත් දන්නේ
නෑ
මට කතා කරන්න වෙලාව දුන්නේ දෙකයි හතරට
තාම දෙකයි
21යි හරි ඒකට කාල නාස්ති වෙනවා අපි විනාඩියම අවසන් කරන්න ඒක නිසා ගරු මේ අවස්ථාවේ විජිත හේරත් ඇමතුමා තමයි කැබිනට් ඇමතිවරයෙක් හැටියට මේ ඉදිරිපේ ඉන්නේ ඔබතුමා දන්නවා ඔබතුමාලාගේ ආණ්ඩුවේ මැතිවරණ ප්‍රතිපත්ති ප්‍රකාශයේ දුන්න පොරොන්දු ඉෂ්ට කරන්න කියලා පමණයි අපි ඉල්ලන්නේ ත්‍රස්තවාදී වැලැක්වීමේ පනත පිළිබඳව ගරු ඇමතිතුමත් එක්ක මම කතා කරා එතුමා කිව්වා කමිටුවක් පත් කළේ කමිටුවේ වාර්තාව ලැබිලා තියෙනවා මම ඉල්ලා සිටිනවා එතුමගෙන් මේ කමිටුවේ වාර්තාව පබ්ලික් කරන්න අපිටත් ඒ කමිටුවේ වාර්තාව දෙන්න මොකද්ද ත්‍රස්තවාදී වැලැක්වීම පනත අහෝසි කරන ගැන කියලා තියෙන්නේ කියලා ඔන්ලයින් සේෆ්ටි ඇක්ට් එක ගැන ඔබතුමාලගේ ස්ථාවරය අපි තාම දන්නේ නැහැ වගවීම පිළිබඳව ඔබතුමාලා ජාත්‍යන්තරයට දුවිලා තියෙනවා පොරොන්දු හැබැයි ඔබතුමාලාගේ ප්ලෑන් එක මොකක්ද කියලා
දන්නවද
අවසන් කරනවා මට අපේ පක්ෂේ මන්ත්‍රීමාගෙන් තව විනාඩියක් දෙන්න එනවා වගවීම පිළිබඳව ඔබතුමාලාගේ ස්ථාවරය ඔබතුමාලා දන්නවද කියලා මම දන්නේ නැහැ ඔබතුමාලා පාස්කු ප්‍රහාරය පිළිබඳව ඔබතුමාලා ගන්න ක්‍රියාමාර්ග පිළිබඳව අපිට ප්‍රගතිය පිළිබඳ සතුටක් නැහැ අලුත් ව්‍යවස්ථාවක් සම්පාදනය කිරීම පිළිබඳව තාම අපිට හරි වචනයක් නැහැ පළාත් සභා මැතිවරණයේ පිළිබඳව කිව්ව ඒක පිළිබඳව නෑ ඉතින් එතකොට මේ වගවීම ආණ්ඩුකරණය පිළිබඳව ඔබතුමාලාගේ මැතිකරන ප්‍රතිපත්ති ප්‍රකාශයේ තියෙන කාරණා පිළිබඳව තමයි අපි ඔබතුමාලාගෙන් ඉල්ලන්නේ මිස අපි අලුතෙන් කාරණාවල නෑ ඒක නිසා මේ වැදගත් විවාදයේ කතා කිරීමට මටත් අවස්ථාව ලබා දීමට ස්තුතිවන්ත වෙමින් මම කතා අවසන් කරන බොහොම ස්තුතියි
ගරු සුසන්ද දොඩාවත්ත මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 8ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා
ස්තුති ගරු සභාපතිතුමියනි ස්තුති ගරු සභාපතිතුමියනි
අධිකරණයේ මිනිස්සුන්ට භාජනය වෙන කරුණක් විනාඩියක් ගන්න ඇමතුමා
ගරු මුලසනාරුට මන්ත්‍රීතුමීනි
ආගන්න මේ පොයින්ට් ඔෆ් ඕඩර් එක ආගන්න
ඔබතුමා කරුණා කරලා වාඩි වෙන්න ඔබතුමා කතා කරන්න
මේ මෙතෙන්දී විශේෂයෙන්ම දාසිරි ජයසේකර මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඉදිරිපත් කරපු කාරණය මන්ත්‍රීවරුන් ගණනාවක් ඉදිරිපත් කරා මේ ත්‍රිකුණාමල සිද්ධියට අදාළ සිද්ධිය ගරු මෙතනියනේ මේකෙදි පැහැදිලි මම ගරු අධිකරණ අමාත්‍යංශයේ ලේකම්වරයෙකුගේ උපදේශ මතයි මම මේ කතා කරන්නේ මං එතුමියකින් ඇහුවා මේ කාරණාව මොකක්ද කියලා. එතුමිය පැහැදිලිවම කිව්වා අපරාධ නඩු විධාන සංග්‍රහයේ 106 වගන්තියේ යටතේ පොලිසිය මගින් ගරු අධිකරණයට කරුණු වාර්තා කළා තියෙනවා. එතකොට කරුණු වාර්තා කරපු කාරණයක් සම්බන්ධයෙන් අපි මේ වාද විවාදයක් කරනවා. මේ සභාවේ එහෙම කරන්න බෑ. එකක් ගරු මැතිණියනි, මේක දැන් වෙනත් අන්තයකට යන්න යනවා. රාසමාණික්කම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා හොඳ ප්‍රවේශයකට ආවා. මේක කොහොමද මේ ව්‍යාප්ත කරගන්නේ කියලා. දැන් මේ සිද්ධිය දෙහිවලටත් ආවා. ගරු මැතිණියනි, මේ දෙහිවල
සිද්ධිය අවසන් කරන්න
දෙහිවල සිද්ධිය හරිම පැහැදිලි. අපි එන්නත් කලින්, බලයට එන්නත් කලින් වෙච්ච සිද්ධියක්. හැබැයි මේ බුදු පිළිමය අපි ආවට පස්සේ ගෙනල්ලා වඩම්මලා තිනවා. ඉතින් හොරා අරගෙන ගිහිල්ලා හොරාම මේ ආවව ගෙනත් තියලා තිනවා. එතකොට මේක කොහොමද මේ ජාතිවාදයට ආගම්වාදයට පටලවගන්නේ කියලා. ඒක නිසා කරුණාතිරේ ඉතා නරක දැනකට මේ විවාදේ යමින් යනවා. ඒකින්ද වහම ඔබතුමිය මැදිහත්තර මේක නතර කරන්න කියලා.
ගරු රජිස්ටර් පන්තිම පොයින්ට් එක
තුමෙනි, ගරු සභාපතිතුමෙනි, අධිකරණයේ විනිශ්චයකට භාජනය වී ඇතයි කියන කාරණය බී වාර්තාවක් තියෙන වෙලාවට අදාළ වෙන්නේ නැහැයි කියලා මේ පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේ අනන්ත වාරයක් කථානායකවරු විනිශ්චය කළා තියෙනවා. ඒ නිසා මේ පවතින නඩු විභාගයක් බී වාර්තාවක් තිබුණා කියන හුදු කාරණේ මත කතා කිරීම සීමා කරන්න බෑ. කොහොමටත් බෞද්ධ විරෝධීකම ඇඟේ තියෙනකොට ওই ප්‍රශ්න මතුවෙනවා. එච්චරයි.